The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We now know the Texans schedule and the NFL schedule and all kinds of schedules. And let's just have some fun. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, and we'll actually be able to take some phone calls because we're in studio at 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. I hope everybody has some great weekend plans. I'm particularly excited about today because for some reason I was thinking it was Thursday all day. I don't know why.
Oh, I've been counting days.
Well, you have for a reason.
It's Friday.
But
and I did the so this morning I drank my smoothie like I normally do.
Yeah. 28 pounds, right?
Yep.
In what, 20 days?
20 days.
It's pretty impressive.
And I was supposed to keep dieting until tomorrow.
Right.
And I did my smoothie, and then I worked out, and then for lunch I had a cup of brown rice with a scoop of guacamole in it.
Not bad.
And then Judy called me and said, which, by the way, my dinner tonight was supposed to be Brussels sprouts and a sweet potato.
Well, you upgraded a little bit.
Well, Judy called me and said, Raising Cane's is doing a food drop today. I was like, dang, here we go. It's decision time.
Yeah.
And I got here and I decided I'm eating some chicken fingers. So I ate 4 Raising Cane's chicken fingers with cane sauce.
Nice.
And I don't know if eating fried chicken fingers is the best way to ease back in, like when you've been eating vegan and like really super clean for the last 3 weeks.
Right.
But it was a really delicious way to slide back into it.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, cane's in that sauce. How can you not?
Yeah. Right? But 28 pounds in 20 days is what I ended up making.
Very good job. Yeah. Notice Barry's lost a bunch, too. He looks good. I'm finally starting to see some results. So I feel pretty good.
You're feeling sexy?
Not sexy, but I feel like the work I'm putting in is starting to pay off.
Okay, good.
Because that's the hardest part when you're really going at it and you don't see any results whatsoever and you kind of feel like, eh. Today's the first day where I, you know, not just getting on the scale, but how I kind of looked after I worked out. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to see it now. I can do this. So I'm feeling pretty good for a
good
Friday.
Good for you. What about you, Jung? How's your weight?
I can't complain.
Okay. Over, under 130?
I say over.
Okay. Yeah, good for you. Because you try to have those gains, right?
A little bit.
You ever lift weights?
I do. Okay. I do. But I mean, it's harder. I don't know. It's harder for me to put on weight.
Leg day?
Yeah, I do leg day.
Today was supposed to be leg day for me.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to do leg day when you have a broken toe.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's really, really hard. So I was a big baby all day today.
I skipped legs today because mine are still so sore from that run I did yesterday, and I have another run tomorrow, so I needed to take one day hopefully to recover. But no, I'm feeling really good, man. This is it gets addictive when you haven't been doing it for a while and you get back into it and you start seeing results. It's like, man, I just can't wait to get back to the gym today.
Well, I just couldn't wait to get back to eating food, so that's what I did today. And I'm going to...
So beer tonight, huh?
Beer tonight, beer tomorrow. I'm going to Killen's tomorrow for lunch. I'm going to have that beef rib. I was supposed to wait till Sunday, but then I changed my mind. I'm just going to go tomorrow. I'm going to get there early. I was going to get there a little late on Sunday to try to avoid the line.
Yeah. And that's always a good way to go, though.
I'll just get there early Saturday to avoid the line.
So you'll be in the line.
I'll be in the line, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. That'll work. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And we finally have our NFL schedules. And it's amazing to me how people will look at these and determine what the record's going to be. It's so silly. So I did it anyway for the website. We'll do it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
I rubbed some people the wrong way.
You know, I'm looking forward to that. You know who else rubbed people the wrong way?
You.
Me.
Well, what'd you do now?
And I thought, you know, like yesterday I threw out the first pitch at the Skeeters game, and apparently Eric, the producer on Rule and Ryan show.
Yeah.
I wasn't awake for it, obviously, because I don't wake up for morning radio. But he was apparently making fun of me because his pitch was better than mine, which is fine.
It was, and
I was high and outside, I admit it, but...
You were the Blackhawks. He was the Predators.
I wasn't that bad. That was a massacre. I mean...
It was close.
Listen, my pitch didn't bounce.
Yeah.
It was catchable. That's the two key factors, right? To avoid total embarrassment.
Right, where the
can the catcher catch it, and did it bounce? And I'm a no, or I'm a yes on the catcher could catch it, and no, it didn't bounce. So I'm in the clear as far as like humiliation goes.
Exactly.
You know what everybody was mad about?
What?
I was wearing a Kansas City Royals hat yesterday, and that I guess on Facebook that pissed everybody off.
Really?
Yes.
What a silly thing to be pissed off over.
Which, by the way, everybody's like, you should be in a Stroh's hat. Oh, boo, sell out, blah. Listen, every hat that I have now, pretty much, at least every baseball hat that I have, with the exception of one, because I have a Colt 45's hat that I bought at the game. But every other hat that I have, and I have a Royals hat, an Indians hat, a Nationals hat, and a Cardinals hat. I have all those hats because at one point or another, my son played for those teams.
Right.
And I'm always helping coaching, so I buy the same kind of hat that they wear on the field. And it's nothing personal. I don't care about any of those teams, okay? I don't even like the Cardinals. In fact, I dislike the Cardinals. But I bought a Cardinals hat because my son was on the Cardinals, and he wanted me to be part of the team, you know?
So by being a good dad, suddenly you're
a bad guy.
You're a bad guy. Okay.
Yes. Right. Who gets so angry about hats? Y'all worry about your own damn hats. Worry about your own headwear.
See, I have a bunch of, I like to collect hockey hats. Wherever I go to a city that has a hockey team, I like to get the hat from their team, and sometimes I'll wear it. Like, I have a Rangers hat, and I have a Capitals hat.
Okay.
And we go to Vegas, I'm going to get some Golden Knights gear just because I think that's cool. But that's just kind of a collection thing. It's not really a – but I wear them. Doesn't mean I don't love the Leafs. What the hell?
Very strange.
People care about that, huh? A lot of people wanted to know what you did for your diet.
I was a vegan, and I didn't eat bread. And I didn't drink alcohol for 3 weeks.
So, and you worked out every day.
And I worked out every day.
Yeah. I'm
I was about 750, 800 calories a day on average.
I'm doing between 1250 and 1500 and working out every day, and it's gotten me 15 pounds off. So I'd like to lose another 15.
And only drink water.
Yeah. That helps.
That's the other thing that I missed was there's no coffee, no caffeine. So it was 3 weeks with no caffeine either.
Man, that's why you managed to...
Listen, it is not an easy diet. And I tell people, of course, when you tell people, oh, I lost 28 pounds in 3 weeks, they say, oh, how'd you do it? And then you tell them and they're like, oh,
that sounds hard.
No, thanks. Yeah, it's not easy.
It never is, man. It's not supposed to be.
Man, my brother did that diet for a while, a lot longer than 3 weeks. A couple years ago, he was trying to take some body, kind of fat off. he used to play nose guard at, in high school, and so he's a bigger guy. And the when he would after he finished that diet and he ate like fast food and stuff, oh my, the crap, the smell that came out of the restroom after he would take a dump was so vile that I feel so bad for your wife.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. I know. But
man, that's part of it though.
Yeah, I can't imagine, and I was telling him I can't imagine you eating 700 calories a day. He did the same thing. He ate like 700-800 calories, a really really small salad or, you know, brown rice and vegetables and that's it.
Yeah. It's not easy. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah,
especially for someone like me, man. Anyone who knows me, the things that I like to eat the most are burgers and barbecue. So basically red meat is my favorite food.
Yeah.
And I haven't had any in 3 weeks. So it's not been pleasant for me.
But you had Raising Cane's today.
I did.
So you got to feel better about life.
Yes. And I'll have Killin's tomorrow.
Yeah, 409 says, bleep you, AJ, for being a good dad.
Yeah, well, listen, that's what it boils down to.
No, it's more important that you make these people happy by wearing whatever hat that they think you should wear.
Yeah, I should wear a hat of your favorite team.
In fact, I think you should get all of them to tell you what their favorite team is so you could change hats.
Truth is, and I was telling this to Juggalo Trey out there, you know, if, for instance, I the teams that I despise the most in sports, and I don't really despise a lot of teams, the teams I dislike the most, probably the Cowboys and the Patriots. And if my kid was playing football and I was coaching his team and he was on the Cowboys or Patriots,
you'd get a star.
I would get a hat.
Yeah.
Because that's dad life. So if you're salty at me for wearing a Royals hat yesterday, you can suck it. How about that?
And I think it's the team that you were wearing, the Royals.
Listen, if Astro is really that worried about the Royals, you may want to get your priorities
No, I
straight.
Think they're salty from a couple years ago from the playoff
get
loss.
Get over it.
I think if you were wearing like a Twins hat, no one would have said anything.
I mean, do you really think the Royals are worried about the Astros? It's another one of those one-way rivalries.
Well,
don't think about them anymore.
But if you wooed while you were wearing the Royals hat, would they like you?
I don't know. Nor was I going to find out.
I'm just curious. Did anybody woo while you were out there?
No, there was no wooing at the Skeeters games, which honestly may be a better baseball environment going forward for that reason.
Reed Ryan's wandering around here today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you should go see if you can.
If he is, I would like to talk to him about that.
Yeah, I know he was. I think he was going on with Sean and those guys, but he was hanging out, so I might be able to get him on.
I would like to give a chat with him. Can we do that, John?
I'll go check.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I've known Reed for a while. That's a good guy to talk to about this problem. And maybe he can get somebody in line over there. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, slip-resistant, and cool to the touch. And Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard? They'll build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or an outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they can do it all, residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Swinging out of line and drifting closer in your sight, so play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't,
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is a Friday. I was saying I was confused. I don't know why, but for some reason all day I was thinking it was Thursday. And then I get here and I go, wait a minute. Thursday we were in Sugar Land. So it's Friday. This will be awesome. It's always better when it's that. It's better than on Thursday thinking it's Friday. Because then you're like, oh, bleep, I got another day. Although, I like doing the show. 337 asks, Fred, do you have a Swift Current Broncos hat or any team for the WHL for that matter? I do not. But my next trip up there this summer, I'm going to go around and get a Moose Jaw hat and a Swift Current hat and a Regina Pats hat and stuff like that and just kind of just collect it for a while. I mean, I like collecting stuff like that. And plus, somebody mentioned on Twitter that they wear different hats for like fashion-wise, like it matches something. I try to do that sometimes too. Like if I got on a blue shirt, I'll wear a red hat.
I do that sometimes too, but only with hats that I've got. I don't go out and buy hats just
No, I don't do that either. I mean, I've got enough of them. The wife hates how many hats I have. She always gives me grief and tells me every time I buy one, I have to get rid of another one, which is fair. I mean, we kind of do that with clothes too. But I've also at a point now where I've got a bunch I can get rid of, so I'm going to totally redo my lineup of hockey hats here in the next 6 months. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You watch any of the basketball last night?
I did.
Pretty good comeback for your Cavs.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron James' performance was the anti-Russ Westbrook performance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that dude had a hell of a game, especially down the stretch. And, you know, that's what you got to win games like that if you're a championship team. And I kind of thought the Cavs would struggle a little more than they have just because they've struggled down the stretch in the regular season. And I don't think it's going to be easy for them to get back to the finals. But last night, that was impressive.
It was. And also impressive was Milwaukee, the way they
Milwaukee trolled the Raptors with Barney the Dinosaur. And then came out and just took a giant dump on them and beat them by damn near 30 points.
I was saying along, man, I think that series is a lot closer than people were saying.
No doubt. And when, you know, we've talked to a lot of people who thought, the Raptors may be the team that beats the, I don't know. I don't know if the Raptors beat this Bucks team.
I've watched a lot of Raptors this year for obvious reasons, and I'm not as impressed with them. Last year, I thought they had their best team. And that was their best chance. This year, I just don't think they're as good. And I like that Milwaukee team.
They're good.
So.
And they're fun to watch.
They are.
That's the other good thing.
They are.
And the other game was the Spurs drop one to the Grizz.
Not really unexpected. I figured they'd lose one game in Memphis.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're anywhere near panicking.
No. Even if they lose two games there, I don't see Memphis beating them in San Antonio.
Especially without Allen. I think they're just overmatched.
4-9 says, KC has ended Houston sports playoffs like 4 or 5 years in a row. Texans, Astros, Dynamo. I think that's why they're salty. Dynamo haven't been in the playoffs in 5 or 6 years, have they?
No.
I think you're going back a while on that one, but.
Well, yeah, get on their level then. Don't be mad at me about it. Be mad at your sorry-ass local team.
Exactly. And some other stuff came out about the Aaron Hernandez thing. Apparently, there were 3 suicide notes after all. And then the story today is that he's been planning this for weeks. He's been giving away stuff. And so I don't know if some lawyer got in his head and told him about how this is how he could keep his money for his family.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
And apparently, one of those was to a possible boyfriend. Did you read that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, one of the letters was to a guy who was also on suicide watch after Aaron Hernandez committed suicide because he was distraught. But he wrote him a letter, which is sweet. That's a nice going away message.
Were they in prison together?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay then.
Remember
the Sopranos thing?
Wasn't an outside-the-pen boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That goes back to the Sopranos. Remember, Tony said, when you're in prison, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not gay. That's just prison.
Okay.
So that's...
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Because who would want that on you?
Right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. John, do you have the Barney stuff? I
got to pull it back up. Hold on.
Okay. I'd just like to share that with the people. But Yeah, I thought the game was pretty interesting last night, and I watched a little hockey too. I'm never going to get caught up on TV because I'm find myself more into the basketball than I thought I was going to be.
Okay.
So I've been watching more of the games.
I mean, the Cavs game obviously had a way of sucking you in last night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
There was no reason to watch the Raptors after the first half, but I watched some of the Spurs, I watched some of the Cavs, watched a couple of the hockey games, and just flipped around, and I found myself more engaged with the basketball than I was expecting to be in the first round.
Well, and then now we're up to tonight, and we've got a Rockets game.
Yeah.
So it's so funny that they took one day off on a travel day, and they took two games off. I don't understand it, but
and who was it that had 3 days off between games? Is somebody playing tonight? There's somebody that had three days off or has 3 days off.
I want to say Boston, Chicago.
Yeah, that's the one it is. Yeah, yeah, that's just crazy.
And up the other guard from Villanova, 6'1", number 7, Kyle Lowry. The head coach for Toronto is Dwayne Casey.
And then they just
dominated. They treated him just like they were Barney's.
Oh, boy.
49ers, did you expect the Blackhawks sweep? I don't think anybody expected that. And I started thinking it was possible after game two, because game two, Nashville just kicked their ass. And I didn't see that coming, but the Preds are playing great. Remember last year I made a bet on the Preds to win the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it this year because they were playing the Blackhawks in the first round. And now I won't get the value because I think if they – and I should have thought of it as well. If they get by the Blackhawks, then there's not a lot that scares me out west. I mean, I think they have just as good a chance as anybody. So,
do they reseed after every round?
No. So the next round they're going to get the Blues, who will I assume will actually
they're playing the Wild, right?
Right. So it's division, basically a division thing.
And are the Blues any good?
The Blues are pretty good. Their goalie has been playing out of his mind, but so's Nashville. I like Nashville over the Blues if it comes to that.
Yes.
I need the Blues to win. I think I had 5 series bets going in. And one of them was Anaheim, which I won easily. And my biggest bet was on St. Louis at a plus number against Minnesota. And I'm up 3-1 there. I bet the Rangers, I'm up 3-2 there. I bet the Bruins, I'm down 3-1 there. And I bet Columbus against Pittsburgh, and that didn't work.
Didn't work out.
So
now the Ducks already beat the Flames.
Ducks have eliminated the Flames.
And then the Sharks and Oilers they're in a tight series.
Yeah, it's 3-2 Oilers.
Who, if I'm wanting the Predators long term, what's the best case scenario for there? Which team is better that I'm looking to get rid of?
I would want the Oilers out of there simply because the upside for that team, if the deeper they go, the more confident they're going to get. And that freaking Connor McDavid is maybe already the best player in the NHL. Okay.
So I want the Sharks to win.
You want the Sharks to win because they're old and they're a little beat up. And I think you match up with the Sharks.
Are the Ducks any good?
Ducks are good too. But again, I like your matchup against either one of those.
Okay.
Edmonton would worry me a little bit. So
yeah, the Predators only gave up 3 goals in the whole series against the Blackhawks. Yeah,
and Pekka-Rinne, who has not been good this year. I mean, 2-3 years ago, he was one of the best goalies in the league, maybe 4 years ago, and he's just kind of been regressing. But he went old-school vintage Rinne in this series and was fantastic. And if he plays like that, I think they have a great chance. I'm rooting for him, man. I'd like to see them do well. You know, once my Leafs are eliminated, I may adopt them as my rooting interest.
And PK Subban.
That was a great trade that they made.
He's been very good, too, in these playoffs anyway.
And he was a perfect fit for them. And yeah, they had some problems during the year, as a lot of teams do, adjusting, and he's been great. So I you should be excited about them, man. That's St. Louis is not going to be a joke, but if I had to pick today, I'd take the Preds over St. Louis.
And you know, I don't watch any regular season hockey, but I don't know of any. I don't really know hardly any of these players on this team. None of them played there when I lived in Nashville and like used to go to all the games. But it's still fun to cheer for that team in the playoffs.
And they've got some nice young talented forwards, and Forsberg's been great for them. And defensively, the reason I've always kind of liked them in the playoffs is defensively they've always been loaded. And even trading Shea Weber and getting Subban was a different kind of defenseman who creates a lot more offense. I think it was a good trade for them. They're a fun team, and people tend to ignore them because they're not. And by the way, and I know you've been in that building, You wouldn't think of that as one of the better places to watch a hockey game, but that is one of the best home ice advantages in the entire league. I mean, that's a nutso fan base and a very educated fan base, too. So, good luck to the Preds. Nice win. I know my Blackhawk fans are friends are very upset right now, but go cry in your three Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell you. All right, guys. Hey, how about this? I'll tell you about this, too. You don't have to cry when it comes to Harry's, because you're going to get a great shave, you're going to get affordable blades, and you're going to get convenience because you're going to get them sent right to you. And Harry's bought their own factory and decided they wanted to take less profit, sell directly to you over the internet so they can offer their blades at half the price, sometimes more than half the price, or less than half the price, excuse me, because they have quality blades that are just $2 a blade. And not too long ago, they upgraded their blades. They were already really good. Now they're even better. And they're so confident you're going to love them, they're going to give you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. That free trial set includes the Truman Set ergonomic handle. I have one of those, man. They're great. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. And if you went to the store and tried to buy the equivalent there, you're probably looking $35, $40. No, $18 on Harry's. But guess what? For you, it's free. It's only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer, $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
The annual Star Fishing Tournament is giving you a chance to win a boat motor trailer. Sign up by the 28th by calling 713-626-4222. The NFL regular season schedule was announced yesterday for the Texans. They will open up at home against Jacksonville. They play in 3 primetime games this year, appearing once each on Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football. The Cowboys have 5 primetime games, starting with their week 1 matchup against the Giants. Houston Rockets basketball in the postseason tonight. They lead Oklahoma City in the best of 7 series, 2-0. Game 3 tonight in OKC. Last night, the Spurs lose to Memphis 105-94. I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with Scratch Made Ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
This year, the 28th annual CCA Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, has a special lure. Enter by April 28th, and you're automatically entered in the early bird drawing with a chance to win a Dartle 21-foot Scout, Mercury Motor, and McLean Trader Package worth $40,000. Plus, you can still fish the tournament for over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, LP Building Products, Hot Power Polaris, Mustang Cat, and Shiner Mod. Enter by April 28th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Get information at participating Texas Ford Dealers or at startournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the vote.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, danger slows on I-45 the North Freeway northbound at North Shepherd due to an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is solid to airline. And a new accident on I-10 the Katy Freeway eastbound at Gessner blocking the right lane. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Alicia Alanis.
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Gabriel says, don't make fun of us Blackhawks fans. I'm not making fun of you. I love you guys.
You still ate it, though.
Yeah. The good news is, you know, this is selfish. It's like I love going to the Maple Leaf to watch hockey, but whenever it's the Blackhawks, it's so packed that, you know, I don't like it when it's really crowded. So the good news is now if I want to go watch games, it won't be as crowded. So yeah. It's kind of a selfish thing. But MRK asked, Boston have any chance to come back? I still think they're the better team. They're just not playing very well right now. And I hope they do, because I had them at like plus 115. Well, I learned a valuable lesson not to tell my wife when I bet against Canadian hockey teams, because she just roots for the teams that are in Canada, right? Which
that's
is
weird.
I know, but the Canadians are weird that way. They and so she
that's asked, like, a Canadian hockey fan is like SEC fan,
sort of. Yeah, very much. Ugh. So. And so she asked me, that's she asked vile. Me because she'd fallen asleep early, and she goes, "So what's the how's that Rangers Canadian series now?" And I go, "Oh, Rangers are up 3-2." She goes, "Oh, that's too bad." I'm like, "No, it's not. I got the Rangers at plus 125. That's exactly what I want." And I got silenced. I was shamed.
It's too bad.
Yeah, well, after almost 8 years of marriage now, I've kind of figured out the things that I should not talk to her about. Like when I bet against anything that she likes, that just needs to be, I need to keep that quiet until I collect the money. And just say, oh, by the way, I have this.
Shouldn't she be happy either way? Because like if her team wins, her team wins. If her team loses, you guys make money.
Yeah, although she does well on her own.
You guys
own.
Probably don't share gambling accounts, right?
No.
Yeah, so it doesn't make him money.
And actually, it works. We have a joint account that pays for everything. You know, just our budget for dinners and, you know, all the
rent,
mortgage, yeah. All that stuff, all comes out of that account. And then I take a certain amount of my check and my earnings from other stuff. It goes into my private account, which is basically for gambling and alcohol. And, you know, buying hockey hats. And then she has an account like that too, and that's how I budget out.
What's her vice? What is she spending money on?
It's hard to say. She's been we've been buying a lot of art lately, and so we'll split the cost on that. Like, okay. Instead of pulling that out of the joint account, we'll just
Now what about like when you guys go out to a bar to watch games and you get the bill? Do you guys get separate bills?
No, joint account. Okay. That's all part of the stuff we budget together.
Okay.
And you know, we both, if for some reason we spend too much in our private accounts, we'll, yeah, you know, then we'll take some money out of that account. And plus, but what we've been doing with a lot of it is we also put a certain amount into a savings account, and then we're investing that in stuff. So, but it works real well. That way I can do what I want and, you know, buy what I want without having to get permission or piss somebody off, and she can do the same thing.
Okay.
And it seems to work really well. I haven't had any complaints about it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, Jeff says, now that my Blackhawks are out, I'll pull for Nashville while drinking for my 3 Stanley Cups. Exactly. Yeah. That's that one I didn't see it. I mean, I thought that was gonna be a competitive series, but nobody saw a sweep coming. Peter says, did you see the mascot Nash troll ESPN, Alyssa Milano, and the Blackhawks? I saw that story. I didn't actually look at it. So what do you think is going to happen with the Rockets tonight? Because I want to hear that big voice guy here when we're done with this.
I think that it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a lot more. I don't know that it'll be more like game two, because game two was a runaway for three quarters and then just a total melt.
Right.
But I do think if the Thunder are going to win a game, and I did say the Rockets would win in five, I think this will be the game they win. So I'll say Thunder in a close one tonight.
Yeah, I think, well, if the Rockets win this, I could see the Thunder totally folding up in game four and it turning into a sweep. But I think you're right. I think this series to me is kind of going to mirror the San Antonio series, where I think OKC wins game three, then the Rockets come back and win game four and then close it out. Okay, John.
That was your Rockets Talk, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
So we missed Reed Ryan. I tried to go catch him after the he did the segment with Sean Salisbury, but he was already out the door. But I said, I told Sean, I was like, damn, I was going to ask him about the – or I was going to see if he'll try to get them to cut out the wooing at Astro games. And Sean was like, oh, I told him. I told him that's got to stop.
I can see that.
So it's out there. Right? Reed has been made aware that, that
– Well, I'm sure we can get Reed on.
Not everyone loves it.
We can get someone on some. We can get him on some other time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's. I chatted with him for a few minutes in the hallway before he went on with Sean, and you know, we'll make that happen. I know you guys go way back. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Larry, you're on the Blitz.
Go. Larry, hey,
sports,
Larry.
Sports.
Hey now.
I used to have to. The only person I heard talk about hockey intelligently was Palillo, and I heard you guys, the back end of your just a few minutes ago. I assume y'all know something about hockey. I'm a little bit mystified on how little the regular season has meant in the hockey playoffs. Obviously, I fell in love with Chicago and Washington, and I look all the time, CBSSports.com, ESPN, all of them, and they didn't have the Blackhawks, you know, a huge favorite, but a unanimous favorite, and Washington, a huge favorite, and it's like nothing in the regular season meant anything. I mean, Washington could be down with only one win. I don't understand how there's so little predictability to this.
Well, that's why I tell Fred, watching regular season hockey is stupid. No one should do it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a different game in the playoffs, and you see this every year. And part of it is, and you also have to look at how teams kind of play the last month and a half of the season, and that's a big factor too. One of the reasons, listen, I can't talk about the Leafs Capitals series intelligently because I look at that and say there's no way the Leafs should be able to beat the Caps. But if you look, you go back to February 1st, Caps only had 5 more points than the Leafs did. The Leafs played great over the second half of the season. They're young. They're getting better. But that's why I like the hockey playoffs in general more than the NBA. Because although I'm enjoying the NBA this year too, it's because it is unpredictable. If you get a hot goalie, it's a hot goalie can change a series. Because if he steals a couple games, now you only have to win 2. And that's exactly what happened with Nashville. He stole a couple games, and well, really, he stole all 4. They just could not get the puck past him. I think the number was something like 144 saves and 147 shots, or something ridiculous. I'd have to go back and look it up. That's why you see this sometimes, and these teams are all pretty close. If you go look at the point standings, it's the Leafs could have been the 2 seed in their division. They could have missed the playoffs. There's a lot of parity there, and I think people. Washington is built to win this year, and so was Chicago. They just ran into a buzzsaw. All right, that's probably enough hockey talk. And I will put my hockey knowledge up against anybody.
I will not. I don't know anything about hockey. I like for the Predators to win.
To me, it's one of those sports that you don't get to talk about very much, and that's cool. It's like horse racing. It's a passion for me. And that's why I always have to you have to rein me in sometimes once it gets going. But I know that it's not of general interest. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Talk a little football when we come back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, I think it goes in cycles, Brian. And I think, you know, the first thing you do is you look at your football team, right? And so you try to get your guys under contract and we were successful in a few of those guys, re-signing some of our guys. We lost, a couple of other guys. And so that's the first thing you look at. And then as it relates to, acquiring free agents from other teams, we were in the game on a couple of guys, that maybe didn't make it to the public domain, but that we were and we didn't, we weren't successful at signing. But you look at last year, I just went through all of the things that we did last year in free agency. And so we've always said that we will build through this process and augment via free agency. And I think if you look at the history, we've done that and, very aggressively last year. And it just so happened that we didn't do it this year. So I don't think it's indicative of anything other than the fact that we had targeted who we targeted and some of them worked out and, getting some of our guys back. And that's just kind of where we, where we were with it this year. So.
And we're back on the Blitz. That was Rick Smith. We'll talk about that in a second. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also text the show. So apparently Rick Smith met with the media today.
Mm-hmm.
And Jong has all kinds of audio from him, but there he explained why they did not make a move this offseason.
Does that strike you as arrogance?
A little bit. But, I mean, okay, well, let's start with this. And we've said this. I think top to bottom, this is a fairly arrogant organization. So I wouldn't expect anything else, really. I don't expect them to be humble.
It just seems odd that a team who was 9-7 last year feels like they can just stand pat. You know what I mean? And when they're talking about the guys, the in-house guys that they re-signed, they're talking about a punter, a kicker, and a backup tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who they've signed.
And he also kind of went when he was talking about free agency last year and they listed all the guys they got. So we signed Brockett, we signed Lamar Miller, Jeff Allen, we went out and signed Tony Bergstrom. Okay, well, two of those guys aren't even here anymore.
Yeah.
Brock and Bergstrom. So, yeah.
And not only that, you let A.J. Bouye go. You let John Simon go. You let, which, by the way, both of those two division rivals.
Yeah, although I think they have a replacement for Simon and Scarlett. I think that guy's ready to step in and be really good.
But you still need depth.
Well, you need depth, but I think those don't bother me. What bothers me, though, is what have we talked about with this team with the offensive line? They have to do something on the offensive line.
Well, they let Ode Abouche go.
I mean, he was at least functional. They let Bergstrom go, too.
Yeah.
That's what
they
did.
And then they let Quentin Dimes go.
Yeah.
So you let two starters in your secondary go. You let your swing interior lineman go. And you let John Simon go. And you added nothing to those. And now, basically what they're saying is, we're going to fill all our needs in the draft.
Or with guys we already have. I'm okay with that in some of those positions. But there's nobody on that offensive line that's ready to step in. That's the one that bothers me. They just have ignored this position.
Well, that's going to be an issue. I think we can assume that Vince Wilfork's not coming back at this point.
Right, and I think they're ready for DJ Reader to step into that role.
And he had a few comments on Vince Wilfork.
I have not talked to Vince since last season. My expectation is that Vince is not playing anymore. But I have not specifically talked to Vince, no.
So here's the deal. And whether you... So what you've lost so far, you're saying they've got someone to step in for Vince Wilfork. They've got someone to step in and take John Simon's role. I think they...
You will have to draft guys to replace those guys, though.
Right.
For your depth.
You've got to replace Quentin Dimes. You've got to replace A.J. Bouye. I mean, you're getting to where there's a lot of things you need to replace.
With Bouye, I think Kevin Johnson just slides right back in there. The Demps one concerns me.
Now you don't have a fifth guy in the secondary. I mean, so now you can't afford to have an injury at cornerback now.
No, but can you?
Because what if Kevin Johnson has the same injury this year?
Well, you can't go into it thinking the guy's going to get hurt.
Why? He hasn't played a healthy season yet. Can I go into the season assuming Tom Savage will get hurt?
Well, yeah, you can, but that's a different. That's different. I think the thing about it, the Johnson's injury is not something that I think is going to come back. I mean, I'm not too worried about that. But you couldn't have kept AJ Bouye. Even you know that.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you can keep some of these guys, and because one of those guys you let go is somebody you've got to replace. And Quentin Dempsey don't have anybody in-house to replace.
And that's the one that I would say, okay, I would have signed him. But everybody else, there's no way I can make a case for signing A.J. Bouye just because I think Kevin Johnson might get hurt and give him $15 million
a year. That's not my point, though. My point is now you've got an accumulation of these guys who are leaving, and you're assuming, Rick Smith is assuming that the guys on the depth chart are all going to move up a spot, next man up style. But then you have to assume that everybody that they draft is going to be able to fill in the depth that they've had, which, by the way, this team hasn't had much depth, specifically on the offensive line.
Well, I know, but I think we're talking about different position groups here because I'm not worried about the secondary.
I'm talking about as a whole because they've only got one draft to get these guys.
No, but it's not just the draft, though. It's undrafted free agents. There's going to be other guys that get cut by other teams that they bring in. They've done a very good job of finding guys in the secondary, so I'm not as concerned about that. I mean, nobody heard of A.J. Bouye before they brought him in. But I'm okay with all of those decisions. But to not make any moves to try to beef up what is your weakest position group and sell that as we're better. And by the way, you got rid of your starting quarterback from last year. So are you automatically going to be better because Tom Savage is your quarterback as opposed to Brock Osweiler?
I don't know. If you were, then why'd you spend all that money last year?
Well, and that's where my complaint comes is – don't sit here and tell me that all the moves you made last year are going to make you better this year because two of those guys are already gone, and I don't see you do anything with the offensive line to make that better. And that's where you don't have any depth to begin with.
You know what's funny, though? Like, listening to him talking about the offensive line and the Texans not doing anything on the offensive line, he basically said, the offensive line class in this draft is very light. There's not very many people that we like in this draft. So where are you going to get that offensive lineman?
I don't know.
Well, they missed their chance then. So what you're telling me is that Kendall Lamb is going to be your guy at right tackle.
Then you're in big trouble, in my opinion, if that's the case.
8-3-2 says, let's not forget Nick Martin is coming back. I've mentioned that. That should make them better. But let's also – and I think the guy can play, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen him.
He's going to go through growing pains. This guy's not going to come in and just dominate.
Yeah, I think he'll be good, but I don't know. And if he is, well, you know what? Mance played pretty well at center for you last year. So how much are you going to upgrade that? Can one of those guys play guard? I don't know. If they can, sure, you're beefing things up a little bit. Do you move Suofilo or Allen to right tackle?
Can either
one of those guys play right tackle? They can't be as bad as Clark, can they?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, like, all the names you're throwing out there now, they don't have five good names on the offensive line.
At most,
much less seven, which is what you probably need.
At most, I'll go two. If Martin can play, Mance is okay, too. So they've got three guys that I'd feel comfortable with.
That you feel positive about.
Yeah. And then
But that's assuming Nick Martin can play.
And that's the assumption.
That's assuming all these guys stay healthy, which right. Dwayne Brown wasn't healthy last year. I mean, there's a lot of hope on that offensive line.
Well, that's why I've been complaining about this since free agency started. They haven't done anything to address that. Even if they just spent some money on a right tackle who would be dependable, that would change the entire outlook of this line. Unless they think Derek Newton is somehow going to get healthy and come back, which I don't see any way. I'm not a doctor, but you don't blow up both ACLs and suddenly come back and be a really good right tackle right away. Right. Then they haven't done anything. And there were some guys out there who could have helped them. They didn't have to go get the biggest name out
there. No, you just needed guys that can play in the NFL, you know, that aren't going to be a negative.
All right. We'll come back to this. Also, I want to go through the schedule and have some fun with that because, apparently Texans fans aren't mad enough with this. We'll have to make it worse. Right now, though, I've got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. And if a kid drops out of school, doesn't know what to do, you know, helps them. Houston Can Academy. A lot of these are really good kids. Some of them had travel issues getting to school. Some just social issues, whatever they were. and dropped out, and Houston Cann Academy takes them in. They work around those issues. And so many of these kids go on to do great things that never would have had the opportunity. They never would have finished school without Houston Cann Academies. They never would have gone on and done those great things without Houston Cann Academies. But they need your help. And, guys, the Blitzers have stepped up big time, and I know there's some of you that haven't yet, and you still can. And here's how. Just donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe you got that old boat sitting out in your backyard. You were going to fix it up. You never got around to it. And now it's just kind of an eyesore. And you're like, well, I could sell it. I could trade it in. No, donate it. They'll take cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors. They'll take lawnmowers. They'll take anything big enough to come and tow. And all you have to do is here's what's going to happen. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to take care of all the paperwork. So all you have to do is sign your name, basically. And the donation's tax deductible. So next year when you file those taxes, you're going to be able to get a nice break. So get rid of that old clunker. And if you can hear my voice, they'll come and tow it. Doesn't matter where you are. San Marcos, San Antonio, Nacogdoches, any one of those places, they'll come and tow it. You donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.